Thank you for spending another midweek moment with WPT. I'm Paul Rozeski. Today is the 14th of August, 2024. Today is Social Security Day, commemorating the signing of the Social Security Act on this day back in 1935. Be sure to celebrate it today. Conventional wisdom is that it won't be around for your kids to celebrate. As for myself, I'm looking forward to Friday, which is National Bratwurst Day. I'm sure that Euchre's going to celebrate by enjoying some Usinger brats, which are made right in Milwaukee. You can also celebrate with Johnsonville Brats, which is headquarters in Sheboygan Falls, and by revenue are the largest sausage maker in America. Who knew? Without further ado, let's jump into some news together. Well, let's start off with another low-key industry that Wisconsin dominates. The Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association came out estimating that Wisconsin will produce 4.9 million bushels of cranberries, which is 61% of all the cranberries produced in the entire nation. Running a distant second with less than half of Wisconsin output is Massachusetts with 2.2 million. And in a surprising third place finish is New Jersey with just over 500,000 barrels. What? In other news, in keeping with the theme of industries that Wisconsin low-key dominates, is politics. We consistently keep things interesting being a swing state. On one hand, Trump's endorsement of Tony Weed helped him come out of a high-profile and crowded primary of three quality candidates. On the other hand, the Trump endorsement didn't give Janelle Branchen nearly enough of the boost she needed to overcome Dan Knodel in their assembly primary. In another primary, Milwaukee County Board member turned Assembly Representative Ryan Clancy won a close primary to give him a clear runway for re-election in a very blue Milwaukee district. It's an interesting story because he came out against the Milwaukee sales tax increase, and his confrontational style while he was on the county board was abrasive enough that the Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson, the county board chair, the Milwaukee County executive, all endorsed his challenger, and even the outgoing assembly representative that endorsed Clancy when he first won the seat came out and endorsed Clancy's opponent this time around, who was come out of nowhere kind of newcomer. Yet Clancy still pulled out a close win, even though quite a bit of the folks in his party turned against him. And even at the state level, they're kind of saying, "Yeah, you're on your own, kid." In other news, for regular midweek moment listeners that are keeping store, a stitch in time does save nine for Benjamin Franklin, who defeated Phil Collins in their primary. It ended up being a comfortable win for Franklin, which makes me wonder if Collins could feel it coming in the air on election night. Oh, Lord. In other news, the Democrat challenger that will take on Derek Van Orden has been decided. Rebecca Cook has won the Democrat primary, and while I know that she did a lot to attend events and get out to see voters, she also worked for a number of years as a political fundraiser. That led to a comfortable lead in fundraising dollars and, in the end, a comfortable margin of victory in spite of challenger Katrina Shanklin's laundry list of endorsements from over 25 unions and two current U.S. senators. And finally, as Fred Rogers might ask, what did we learn today, boys and girls? While endorsements might help sway some opinions and be helpful, at the end of the day, the factor that does the most to move the needle and win the day is money, 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 money. Money. Yeah, I nailed it. That was satisfying. And finally, on the topic of voting, let's raise a glass to Samuel Adams, who said, quote, Let each citizen remember at the moment he is offering his vote that he is not making a present or a compliment to please an individual, but he is executing one of the most solemn trusts in human society for which he is accountable to God and his country. As always, have a great second half of your week, and thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers, Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.